Number 48. Step forward. That I don't have all day. I don't understand why we need to address every single male that ends up going to the kennels. I mean, am I crazy if we're thinking we should just throw them all in the slammer and throw away the key? Now we have enough. We don't need to keep this many. Okay. Let's see, what did you do? Tried to escape your household, I say. Tried to be a free male. God, how worthless. Don't you all understand that we're doing you a favor? I guess you're all just too stupid to really realize it. You're no different from dogs, to be honest. Let's see here. What? Did you get angry? What? You're saying that you're our equal? Oh, honey. You really are just a dumb mutt, aren't you? First of all, you need to address me correctly. What? Do you want me to increase the shock on your collar? Is that not enough for you? You've really got some lip for a mean little man. You aren't even that cute, to be honest. If you were my property, I probably would have tossed you away. Maybe your family just felt bad for you. Or who knows? Maybe a childhood crush. Yet you still threw it all away on the fake hope of some freedom. You know what? I think we should make an example out of you. But failures like you really aren't gonna serve any bigger purpose. And we have no use for a useless, rebellious seed like yours. Listen up, you mutts. I'm going to give you an example as to why your job is to obey and do as you're told, as well as to why women are superior, while you are worthless. All of you, pay attention to this disgusting and pathetic little worm of a man who believes himself to have the right to an opinion, to be free. What do you all think of that? Do you think he's right? Do you think men deserve to be heard? Exactly. He does not. Men in general do not. You're just dogs. Horny, stupid, and worthless. You have no sense of shame, no sense of responsibility. All you're good for is your little swimmers. And even that is temporary. Soon there will come a time when you're not even useful for reproduction. God, what a good day that'll be. What, 48? Do you have an opinion? Did your previous owners not make you aware that men should only speak to when they are directly spoken to? That's clear why you ran away. You were just never properly trained, were you? So you thought that you had a better shot at life as a filthy little criminal, escaping, being free. Let me break that little illusion of yours. You're not attractive, you're not strong, you aren't smart. No one is going to want to marry an insolent and filthy little mutt like you. There are some quite cute guys that end up getting special privileges. But you're not one of them. You're worthless. Honestly, I think we should castrate you, to be honest. Make sure there's no risk of your worthless little seed spreading. What? Did that scare you, mongrel? In that case, you better kneel. Come on. Entertain us at least. Prove yourself to have some sort of purpose. That's it. Now you're in a much more fitting position for a worthless man like yourself. For all of you in the kennel, I know that most of you understand your place and behave properly like the good little doggies you are. But with some of you, I can see that little fire in your eyes. How you're patiently waiting for a chance to rebel. Let me use this as an opportunity to speak to you directly. Do you see how easily this rebellious man kneels to a woman? How quickly he blushed the wind I threatened his little nutsack. How much of a disgrace he is. How he can only think with his little wiener. Which, by the way, I have his report right here, and yeah, calling it small is a compliment. Like, I find it so funny that he thinks that he would have a shot in the quote-unquote free world. Even in the past, he would have just stayed alone for the rest of his life. Unloved, ashamed, alone. Now, he at least has a purpose. Serving women, yet he threw it away. I guess a useless little man will be useless no matter what, huh? But I honestly don't blame him. I mean, men have always been known for being stupid, for failing at the most basic of tasks, for being unable to restrain their physical urges, for falling prey to the smallest of charms, to the smallest of scams. I almost feel sorry for you all, but I'm sure we'll one day be able to fix you all. Make you better. While we do need you all for the time being for your seed, once that's no longer needed, I've heard that people are thinking of making some sort of medicine that will cure you all from being male. Isn't that amazing? To think that one day we may all be in a world populated solely by women. What a blessing that they will be. What, number 48? Are you angry? Are you saying that's not what you want? Oh, number 48. Did you think that your opinion ever mattered? That I even cared about what you wanted? Honey, do I need to slap you around till you squeeze like the little pig you are? Till you learn your place? They just keep forgetting. Men like you do not have rights. You don't deserve them. All you're good for is your little seed. Besides that, you're worthless. Honestly, I think this serves as the perfect example as to why men are inferior and women are superior. All of you men have this baseless ego, thinking you're better, thinking you're worth more than what you are. Like, even now, you're here on your knees before me, begging me to spare your useless little balls. Yet you're still yapping and yapping and yapping and yapping about how you don't want this, about how men have purpose. Despite the fact that you've literally accomplished nothing. You've done nothing but be a pain in my ass this entire time. As a man, you're nothing. You're not even worth the dirt on my heels. And if you think that in the old ways of the world, you would have been amazing, you would have been great, you would have left a legacy, you're wrong. You had your chances. You men ruled the world for thousands of years. Yet what did you accomplish? You fucked up the world in more ways than can be imagined. You made the world a living hell. And the moment it's overturned, all you do is cry about it. And even now, all you're doing is crying, begging me to spare you. Begging me to spare your worthless little nutsack. All this time, you men have been piggybacking off our success. Because I will say, a man's intelligence can improve drastically with a woman guiding him. But now that we took the lead, you're worthless. You have no purpose. Besides being play toys. That's it. You know what? To prove my point even further, I will offer you a deal. I will free one of these men, letting them go back to where they came from. In exchange, you'll let me crush your little nutsack right here, right now. And I'll make sure to be as slow as I want with it. To make sure you feel every second of it. Or you can bow before my heel, accepting your place as my cute little servant. And I'll even make sure that you're properly taken care of. I'll even pamper you every now and then. What do you say? Good boy, good boy, good boy. Who's a good boy? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Look at you bowing. So cute. If you could only see the looks all your fellow men are giving you. Some are filled with rage, furious at how worthless and spineless you are. Some are filled with jealousy, wishing they could be you. And some are just looking at you in disgust. God, what a glorious little sight. You know, you've improved my mood. You've served as a perfect example for everyone here to remind them of why men belong in kennels while women belong in power. Perfect timing, too, because my shift just ended, which means that I can take you over to my personal chambers and show you your new permanent home. Girls, I'll see y'all tomorrow. And I'll let you know how my new little toy behaves. Come here. I'm gonna have some fun with you. We're here. Now go ahead and kneel next to my bed, honey. That. I liked the sight of you on your knees. You know, I said earlier that you weren't the cutest, but I think we can probably fix that pretty easily. We can make you more my type. Yeah. I could think of a couple of ideas. Not for now, but certainly worth considering. Now, I want you to thank me. Yes, after all, I did save you from being stuck in the kennels forever. And I was merciful enough to not just turn you into a eunuch. So I think I deserve a proper thank you. Come on. Say, thank you, mistress, for sparing me. For taking in a useless man like me as your slave. But now that you're here, I will not allow you to remain untrained. That if you ever think of escaping, believe me, leaving you as a eunuch would be a mercy. So, we'll start with the most basic of concepts. I will show you why men are where they are. Because what are men? Men are natural servants to women. You are born to fend for us, to do anything we wanted you to. Your brains are underdeveloped at best. You do have advantages when it comes to physical labor, but in the modern age where we just have robots doing all that, you're unnecessary. The only thing that matters is how smart you are and what you can do with that brain of yours. But men just fell behind every single time, didn't you? The moment things were fair, you just fell behind. And eventually, the world was just entirely ruled by women, with men just falling further and further behind. Do you get it? It was natural selection. You were always meant to end up as servants to women. You never had any higher purpose besides being a good boy for your mistress. Your only real use nowadays is being a sperm bank. But we are this close to being able to do it all without you. Which means that you'll only really be good for your body. Because, yeah, well, you may have become useless in almost every aspect, and while most women are either lesbians or bisexual, some women still only feel sexually attracted to men. Which means that some of you end up getting benefits as cute little boy toys. For you, though, sadly, well, sadly for you, maybe, you ended up being underdeveloped in that aspect. I may not have all your documents with me because I just left them back at the office, but there's no way I could forget how small your little friend is. Emphasis on the little. That it's probably the smallest one I have just ever seen. I mean, it's pathetic, really, that you're still considered male despite that little thing down there. Oh, but it's fine. Even if you had an adequate size for it, I would still not let you use it. You're basically just saving me the purpose of buying you a little chastity cage, if I can even find one that small. Because I just straight up plan on pegging you. That I would never let a man inside me. Even the idea was just gross. But the idea of breaking you even more and shattering your preconceived notions of manhood. God, that's heavenly. I don't know what size I should use, though. But normally I tend to start with something of the same size, but I don't think you would even feel something that small. I know for a fact I wouldn't. So, I'll have to give it some thought. But I wouldn't want to start with anything too big. I don't want to leave you gasping for air that quickly. For now, though, what I want is for you to show your submissiveness to me. Here, kiss the tip of my heel. Go on, but I won't ask so nicely a second time. Good boy. Now say thank you, mistress. Again. Good boy. Now slowly kiss further up my leg. Good boy, good boy. Now stop. Do you see now? Even though I've been cruel to you, humiliated you in front of all of your fellow men, you are willing to debase yourself as nothing but a worthless little slave for me. And you get excited simply by kissing a bit upon my skin. Isn't that proof enough of how pathetic, idiotic, and simple all you men are? Now, I'm offering you the chance of having a purpose. The purpose of submitting to me and pleasing me. What do you think? Are you happy that you'll get to spend the rest of your life serving me? Good boy, good boy, good boy. I am going to enjoy pegging you senseless. Are you starting to get into it? What? Do you think I can't see your little dick poking through your pants? Are you getting turned on by the idea of me pegging you? Fucking you senseless like a little bitch. Breeding you late into the night. Hard to believe that just a couple of hours ago, you were being such a pain in my ass. And now, I'm going to make your ass come nonstop. God, while you men may be annoying as all hell, that is definitely cute to see how quickly you break. The moment your arousal takes over, you're nothing but a cute little whore. You know, I called you men dogs earlier, and I think it fits, especially for you. Because, God, you're an eager little bitch, aren't you? You know what? I very much enjoyed having you kiss my leg. So close your eyes, then I have a surprise for you. There we go. Now continue, bitch. Keep kissing your way up my leg. Up to my thigh. Do you feel it? Nice and hard for you. taken in your mouth. Come on. You know you want to. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Or maybe saying good bitch would be better. Yes, good bitch. Good bitch. Take that cock in your mouth. Make sure to take it all in. Worship it with your tongue like the wretched little whore you are. Yes. Make sure to kiss the tip. What a good little bitch you are. Now come on. Take it all the way to the base. There you go. Deeper. 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 Oh, yes. God, you're a natural little slut, aren't you? I thought you were gonna gag on it, but you took it like a champ. I didn't tell you to stop, though. Come on. I want you to deep throat that cock. Good bitch. Good. I'm feeling quite happy to have taken you in. You're quite the eager little cock slut. And I really like that about you. Oh, yes. Quite good. I'm going to have to make sure that you're all ready for me tomorrow. Because tomorrow, you're losing that cute little virginity of yours. I'm going to fuck you so hard. Your cute little dick will just stop working. You'll be hooked on getting fucked. And you will never be able to call yourself a man again. So rest up, honey. You can sleep at the foot of my bed, like the good little bitch you are. Night-night, sweet chicks.